Test 70, Section 3, Question 16. Now, this one we're just looking for the overall conclusion, and it starts off and says, some heartburn medication advertisements imply that unrelieved heartburn is likely to cause esophageal cancer. This is simply false. Okay, so that really sounds like the conclusion. Remember, we're looking usually either for the first sentence or a response to it, and if it starts off saying some things do imply, suggest, claim this, and then comes back with this is false, that's probably the conclusion. So we'll just check the rest, though. The fact is that only about 5% of people with severe heartburn have a condition called Barrett's esophagus, which cells similar to those in the stomach's lining develop in the lower esophagus. Only these people have an increased risk of developing cancer because of heartburn. So it's basically saying that only a small percentage of this. So the conclusion is really that unrelieved heartburn is not more likely to cause esophageal cancer in the large percentage of the population. So, A, only those with Barrett's esophagus can suffer an increased risk of developing cancer from heartburn. Well, maybe. I'm going to hold on to that. An increase in the risk of esophageal cancer arises from cells similar in the lining. That's not the main point. The main point is that those other things are false. Unrelieved heartburn is not likely to cause esophageal cancer. Okay, so C is pretty good. Some heartburn medication advertisements imply that unrelieved heartburn is likely. No. The dangers touted by heartburn medication advertisements will affect relatively few of the people who see those advertisements. The thing there is we don't know a whole lot. It's not really about people who see it. And so, therefore, answer choice C is going to be our best one. This is simply false means unrelieved heartburn is not likely to cause esophageal cancer. And so that's going to be our best answer. Now, there are several that are actually close, and they do involve statements from the passage. But again, we want to make sure that we're spotting the conclusion from the beginning. And like we said, it's usually either the first sentence or a response to it.